This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. State health officials reported nearly 500 more confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Wisconsin yesterday, pushing the state's total during the pandemic to almost 623,000. This continues the uptick in caseloads reported over the last few weeks. 10,000 people in the state have become sick just since July 1st. Now, things are nowhere near as bad as during the COVID peak of last winter. But Dr. Nasia Safdar of UW Health is concerned because hospitalizations are up. She says that's even though there hasn't been a surge of COVID-related deaths in the state.
That is true. I mean, I think there's a number of reasons for that. One is that there's a lot better supportive management. We know a lot more about how to manage this virus and the syndrome it causes. So just a lot more information, I think, has come about. There are treatments that are available. But having said that, the deaths will lag behind the hospitalizations, and so it's something we closely monitor.
Safdar says the Delta variant of the coronavirus remains a major worry, as does the lack of immunizations in Wisconsin. Only about half of state residents have gotten vaccinated. Conservative politicians continue to criticize vaccine requirements and want to highlight the small number of people who have had negative reactions to the drug. Safdar says overall the vaccine is very effective.
It's like anything else. Take an effective medication because chances are very high that it will help you, but it's not 100%. And more often than not, it does what it's supposed to do. So I would say, you know, people should feel encouraged by how effective the vaccine is.
For a specific example of the rise in COVID-19 cases, the Milwaukee Brewers announced yesterday that star pitcher Josh Hader has tested positive for the coronavirus. He'll be in quarantine for 10 days. Star outfielder Christian Yelich is already on the team's injured list due to COVID. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.